Hey y'all, what it do, it's Monday, it is Motivational Monday at that, and I know it's late, but listen, if you know me, I can drink coffee all day. Like, coffee is my best friend. That's exactly how Coffee with Queen was born. But anyway, we're going to talk about change today because, realistically speaking, it took a lot for me to get to where I'm at now. Why am I breathing like I just ran 20 miles to push record? I promise I didn't. But we're going to talk about change because I'm 34 years old and I like to share my experiences with you guys. And it wasn't until recently, I'm going to say like sometime last year, that I realized I changed. And I changed for the better. Like, I am proud of the person that I became today, but it was not without challenges. And it was something that I had to make the decision to do. It's like I had to click that switch to on. I had to make it want to do what it do. I had to say that I was tired of making excuses. I had to get out of my own way. We're going to talk about it today. So go ahead and grab that coffee. Yep. Take a sip in the afternoon. It is Coffee with Queen. Oh, I said I wasn't going to do the what it do, but it just didn't sound natural. No, seriously, before we start, the birth of what it do, I don't even know. I promise y'all, I can't say. All I know is, instead of saying what's up, I find myself saying what it do. And I'm from a small town in VA, but what it do just became something that I adapted to. Then I heard ba bum 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 bum, my intro music, and I'm like, what it do. Nah, let's get serious. People see change and they automatically assume that it's the easiest thing to accomplish. But I guarantee you, change, great change, is going to be one of the most difficult challenges you're going to ever face in your life. Especially with change being an option. You have to make the decision to change. As human beings, we become accustomed to how things turn out in life. We start to develop a habit. We just go with the motions, go with the flow. But going through the flow isn't really getting you anywhere. You're remaining stagnant. Yeah, you're moving, but are you really living? Do you feel the wind when it blows? Do you feel the air against your face? When you walk outside, do you hear the birds chirping and do you appreciate it? Do you look up at the sun, feel the warmth on your skin, and actually bask in it? No, because you're worrying. You're worrying about what you're going to do about this situation. You're worrying about how you're going to live without this particular person. You're worrying. You're destroying yourself from the inside out. And then you look in the mirror and you don't recognize that person anymore. You look in the mirror and you're upset. You're let down. You're dissatisfied. You're discouraged. You don't like the person that's looking back at you. You've missed the simplest things in life because you've went through life worrying. And I promise you, it's not easy to change. Especially when worrying is all you've known how to do. Sometimes it's the one thing that has never left you. Anxiety and worrying. You start to hold on to it. You make it your best friend. If things aren't wrong, it ain't right. To you. But that's not how it's supposed to be. If all you've ever known is hurt, it's been incorrect. Somewhere along the line, things went wrong. And no fault to anyone. It's life. But it's all about what you do about it that determines if you continue to live. Subconsciously, you can spend your entire life wishing you would have done this, wishing perhaps you would have done that, wishing you would have said this, wishing you look like that, and before you know it, you're dead. And you're going to wish you had lived. The irony, right? And once again, I'm speaking from experience because, as I stated, I'm 34 years old. And I just recently learned this lesson. I had to make the decision to want to change. I had to want more for myself. I was tired. I was sick and tired of making excuses because the excuses weren't getting me anywhere. I was repeating the same cycle, looking over my shoulder, wondering who would come rescue me because I felt as if someone owed me something. Given all the shit that I went through in my life, somebody had to pay. But the fact of the matter is, nobody owed me anything. That was a hard pill to swallow. Nobody's coming to rescue me. I had to get up. If I wanted more, I had to make more for myself. The thought of happiness manifests in your mind. Will Smith made a whole movie about it. The pursuit of happiness. Something that you have to initiate. Something you have to be hungry for. It's not going to come overnight. But you have to strap up your boots and tell yourself that you're worthy of it. When you wake up in the morning, smile. It's going to be difficult because all you're used to is darkness. You're used to waking up opening up your eyes in the morning when you wake up and contemplating if it's even worth getting out of the bed. Like, why? But tomorrow when you wake up, tell yourself you're going to find a reason. You went through life, your entire life, not knowing because you had no one to show you. But now it's time to start painting your own picture. Get up, open your eyes, and tell yourself that you're worthy of happiness. You have to reprogram yourself. That's what it is. Reprogramming. Think about it. Let's say I would have never learned this lesson. And I'm speaking to myself. That would be 34 years of reprogramming that I had to do on myself. But you're worth it. It takes 21 days to develop a habit. While you're listening, tell yourself that at the end of this episode, it ain't gonna be any more excuses. No one's coming to hand you a book with the instructions on life. You have to make the decision to be happy. It starts from within. And I'm not, by any means, disregarding anything that you went through in your life because your trials and your tribulations, those are the things that make you who you are today. But you have to learn to take those things and channel the hurt, channel the darkness into energy. Turn it into drive. Turn it into motivation to make your life 10 times better. You're worth it. Because one thing about it, and 10 things for sure, it was stored in you when you were born to be epically dope. You just have to remember that. You only recognize what you know. So if you don't really take the time to invest in yourself, to get to know the true you, to rebuild yourself from the inside out, you're going to continue to run into damaged individuals because you're not going to recognize them as such. You're damaged. You have to become what you're searching for. Let go all of the hurt. Brighten yourself up. And you'll start to see things differently. And you'll be surprised the things that you're no longer interested in. You'll be surprised the quality of people that you start to meet. And you have to remember that nobody is without flaws. It's just all about how you cope with them. It's all about how you choose to move through life. That's what basically defines it. It's okay to be down. And it's okay to have a bad day. It's okay not to be all right. But it is definitely not okay to stay that way. What you have to realize is that you're a dope individual. You were born to be amazing. You're not going to find the love that you're looking for. You're only going to find that love within. You're not going to be rescued because it's nobody's responsibility to do that. It is yours, however, to tap within yourself and realize that everything that you need to move on, everything that you need to realize that you are amazing is inside already. It's just smothered. Take the time. I don't care what anybody says. Invest in yourself. Isolate yourself by any means because you're worth it. Self-preservation. If it means distancing yourself from the people closest to you, then you must do so. It's detrimental to your survival. You've got to bury the person that you see every morning and resurrect the person that's deep down within. That's the person that's going to get you the furthest. She's in there. He's in there. You know it. Example. Something's funny. Instantly, you want to laugh. But then you remember that your heart is broken. You remember that you're hurting. So you go back to moping. Don't do that. That little humor that wanted to emerge, allow it to happen. You have to subconsciously allow yourself to break free. It's a conscious decision that you have to make. Anything else is an excuse. I'm living it. I learned it. I made excuses every day. I got in my own way. It got to the point where my doctor told me if I didn't eat, because I was making the conscious decision to not eat, because I wanted to control every aspect of my life, and when things went wrong, I would torture myself and I would not eat. My doctor knew what type of person that they were dealing with, and what did she say? If you don't eat, we're going to take your kids away. Oh, wow. Did I just say that and I'm private? Yes. It's real out here. I was making the conscious decision to destroy myself because I was hurt. And I had other people to take care of. You have to make the decision to want more in life. I could no longer excuse my behaviors on being hurt. I could no longer excuse my behaviors on how I was treated in my childhood. I never knew love. All I knew was abandonment. Nobody ever understood me. They became excuses, empty excuses, because now I am an adult.
And there's no one here that's going to say, oh, your excuse is valid. You don't have to take care of your children. You don't have to take care of your children today because this happened 20 years ago. No, sis. It's not going to happen. Accountability. Once again, I'm not discrediting anything that you went through in your past. All I'm saying is you have to make the executive decision about your life to want better for you because you are deserving of it. Reprogram yourself. You're epically dope, boo. Dead ass. Treat it like a business plan. Treat it as such. Start today. If you have to write affirmations on the sticky notes like I talked about in my first episode, if you're just now finding my podcast, go back and read my first episode. If you didn't listen to the first episode and you joined episode 2, whatever the case may be, just go back and listen to the first episode about affirmations. If you have to wake up every morning and look in the mirror for 21 days straight and tell yourself that you are the bomb.com, you're epically dope, I don't care what I went through, I don't care what this person said to me, I do not care that this person does not understand what I'm trying to say, it is not up to me to make sure they understand me, it is up to me to get me straight. I'm thebomb.com. I come first, and I'm doing that today. If you have to write that down on a sticky note and put it on your mirror or put it on your phone, since the first thing you grab at night is your phone, matter of fact, do one better. Set an alarm. Put a label on it. So the first thing you see in the morning when you go to snooze that alarm is, I'm thebomb.com. Bitch, you're it. Dead ass. Do that. Reprogram the way you think. And you'll be surprised. Once you start to live differently, think differently, you're going to start to meet different people. You're going to start to feel the breeze on your skin, like I stated about earlier. You're going to see. You're going to see that you were really missing out on life. I ain't kidding. I just want the best for you. Be that caterpillar that goes into that cocoon and come out a butterfly. Do it, beauty. You deserve to. This entire episode was for my sister. I told her to tune in so that she can hear this. I'm talking to you. Matter of fact, I'm talking to my sisses. That ain't even a word, but you know me. I do what I want to do. I'm talking to you. If you felt it, it was for you. It's time to throw away the excuses and make it do what it do. WeTheBomb.com. We're queens. We're kings. We want to be respected as such. We have to start living like we are those things. A little coffee in the evening time because I'm posting late. But y'all know what to do. Until next time, it is Coffee with Queen. Holla at your girl.